The Johnson Automotive postgame show begins live from Ann Arbor, Michigan at the Yost Ice Arena. Dogs tie the Wolverines 2-2. They eventually lose in the shootout, but because no other conference besides the Big Ten plays a shootout, it goes down as a tie in the national rankings. And joining us now, the assistant coach of the Ferris State hockey team, Dave Sensor. Coach, you come out with the tie. Is that something you're happy with, even though you got the shootout loss here tonight?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, the shootout meant absolutely nothing. It was just one of the things that they wanted to do to kind of keep their team ready for the Big Ten play. And they asked us about it. We said, yeah, sure, why not? So we knew going in it would be a deal, but it doesn't count for anything. So, I mean, yeah, we'll take it. It was a great game. I don't think you could come up with a more even game between the two teams. You look at the shots on goal, they're 31-30 for us. I think when we watch the video, we'll have the grade A scoring chances probably exactly dead even for both teams. We controlled the first, they controlled the second. The third was pretty much a split, and there we go.
Ferris State got on the board first. A goal from Kyle Shemp in Michigan came back to make it 2-1. But again, Ferris State continues to get down versus teams, but never out. The Bulldogs continue to come back and find a way to not lose hockey games. It's now 14 straight unbeaten for this Ferris State hockey club. You got to talk about the resiliency of this Ferris State team.
Yeah, you're right, Dom. Resiliency is a great word. You can't give the guys enough credit for that. It doesn't matter what the score is. The guys, they always play the same, and I'm really, really proud of the way they battled tonight. And, they fell down a goal, but we had, we talked a lot about the first 10 minutes here in a hostile environment, a building like this. That's really unique in college hockey. And, we knew Michigan would come out with a lot of charge after, losing an exhibition game in overtime last weekend. And they did, but I think our guys outmatched them for the first 10 minutes. We didn't just survive it. We took it to Michigan. And from then on out, I think it gave us a lot of confidence that, hey, we're fine. If there were ever any doubts, which there weren't, I know, but, we can play with these guys. We can take it to these guys even. And, from then on out, even though we fell down a goal, the guys really battled hard, and they did a great job sticking with it and tying it up late.
The similarity of this game, it was a 2-2 tie. The shots were 31 for Ferris State, 30 for Michigan. And both teams had kind of a goal that took a bad bounce. So if you eliminate goals, it's 1-1. I mean, number 4, Ferris State at number 3, Michigan, on national television across the country. And then a Wednesday game for the whole college hockey world to be watching. I think that a lot of people consider this Michigan hockey club to be one of the premier programs or teams this year in hockey.
Right.
And for Ferris State to, I would almost say, have the better hand of the game, it says a lot about Ferris State.
Yeah, absolutely, Dom. You're right. I mean, as you said, it couldn't have been any more even, probably, and it's number 3 versus number 4, and everyone's watching, and I'm proud of the way the guys came out tonight and represented the university and the community, and they did a good job, and we'll just get back to work and get ready for Saturday, and hopefully we can, put out another great performance Saturday night.
How about the Tyler Mott, CJ Mott event here tonight? It was cool in the shootout. Red Berenson sent Tyler, the first shooter in on his brother. Mott stuffed him to not allow Tyler to score. So that'll be bragging rights over the Christmas dinner table this winter. But your thoughts from the coaching standpoint on that?
You know what? It's one of those things that everybody seemed to love to talk about, but really the grand scheme of the game to us didn't make any difference. It's not like we're going to prepare any differently, or CJ's going to prepare any differently, and. They've been apart for so long, and they're different ages, so it's not like that. They played together every year growing up or anything like that. So, I'm happy for CJ that he made that save and that he played well tonight. But, more than anything, I'm just happy with the guys and really proud of the way that they were able to battle through and continue that great streak we have going right now.
Let's look ahead now to the Michigan State Spartans this upcoming Saturday at 7 o'clock in East Lansing. A preview on them.
Yeah, it's going to be another tough game at a Big Ten team. We're basically almost in the Big Ten portion of our schedule right now, you could say. And it's going to be a great test for us. They played last weekend, the number 1 team in the country, Minnesota. They beat them in a shootout on Friday, which counted for them in Big Ten play, so that was a big deal. And then they lost 3-2 in a great game on Saturday. So, Michigan State, they're playing well right now. They're getting great, great goaltending from Hildebrand. And he's one of the premier goalies in all of college hockey. But so was CJ. So I'm really excited about it. Our guys are going to be excited for it. It'll be a great challenge. And we'll get home, let the guys worry about exams tomorrow, then get back to work here.
All right, Dave, thanks for your time. We'll see you on the bus.
Thanks, Tom.
That's Dave Sensor, the assistant coach for the Ferris State hockey team. Much more to come in the Johnson Automotive postgame show. We'll get the box score with the audio highlights next. Dogs tie the Michigan Wolverines 2-2 here tonight in Ann Arbor. Drop in the shootout, but regardless, Ferris State extends their unbeaten streak to 14 consecutive games. That's the nation's longest. This is the voice of the Bulldogs, Sunny, 97.3 FM.